Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Verse 14. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Wow. Paul, I just wonder, what if Adam would have simply obeyed God? What? Where would we be? But he did not. He wasn't deceived. The serpent didn't deceive him. He deceived the woman. And this is why leadership comes through the man. I truly believe this. Because Adam wasn't deceived, the woman was deceived. But yet he hearkened or listened unto his wife. Wow. Lord help us. Woe man. And we see then after that, the woman name is finally named to Eve. All before, she's called woe man. Boy, I think that's important, because after it takes place, she's then named that woe, because that woman introduced Adam unto this sin and he conceded. Wow, boy, that's good stuff. The Lord just laid that on me. The woman name did not change until after the sin. The four questions that God asked here, three to Adam and one to the woman. He asked Adam, where art thou? That question could be to us. Where art thou? Where are we? We've been in this pandemic for almost 8, 9, 10 months. What have you done with your time? Or are you still wasting it, watching TV, doing stupid stuff? I'm telling you now, time is winding up. You better prepare. The church started in the home, and God has the church right back in the home. It starts and it's going to end in the home. I'm telling you now, friend, you better prepare for what's ahead. Where art thou? And then the next thing, he asked Adam, who told thee that I was naked? Who are you listening to? Stop listening to Fox, CNN, the government. You better get into God's word and listen to him. Who told thee that thou was naked? And then the next thing, hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? Wow. Are you doing the things he told you not to do? And then he asked the woman, what is this that thou hast done? Don't get to the point where you have committed the sin where God asks you, what is this thou hast done? I'm going to end here. Boy, I tell you, time flies too quickly here. There's another account where this becomes evident, and we still see the three ways that Satan tempts you. Man, this is good stuff. Please go back and study it. Think about David when he committed the sin against Bathsheba. This story can be found in 2 Samuel chapter 12. Read the whole chapter, but I'm going to lift verses 1 through 7. Well, I'm just going to summarize it because we're running out of time here. But God sends Nathan to David after David had Uriah put on the front line and had the troops withdraw, and he killed Uriah so that he could marry Bathsheba. Well, David supposedly had been out at war, but he was on the roof. Bathsheba was on the rooftop. David looking out and saw Bathsheba. And boy, I want you to read that account when you read it. He saw Bathsheba. He saw that she was pretty, the lust of the eyes. He desired to be with her, the lust of the flesh. And then he said, I'm the king, I'll have her, the pride of life. All three of those take place. But then God, so David has Uriah killed, and then think nobody knows, but God knows and sees everything. So God sends Nathan to David. Now this had to be very dangerous for Nathan, because when you got to go tell someone the truth, boy, you better watch out. I've been there. When you tell somebody the truth, but I'm like Nathan, I'm going to tell you the truth. It doesn't matter. God told me to do it. So Nathan goes to David, gives him this story about this rich man and this poor man. This rich man have all these cattle.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.